Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Let us begin our study of this verse by contrasting the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of God. Two passages come to mind that describe the wisdom upon which most people base their lives. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, to know madness and folly. I perceive that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. And moreover I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. Here is vanity, vexation, grief, sorrow, wickedness, and iniquity. The Apostle Paul adds one more dimension. He says the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. James describes it as sensual and devilish. In this passage, in Proverbs, Solomon speaks of sound wisdom. James elaborates, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." The question is, who is eligible to receive the wisdom from God? The answer is readily given, the righteous. They, of course, are those who have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ himself. The Bible is the only book in the world in which you must know the author before you can understand and receive its benefits and claim its great and precious promises. The truth of God is spiritually discerned. Therefore, the man or woman who enjoys the indwelling and illuminating of the Holy Spirit in his life is the one to whom the Bible makes sense. Time and again you hear testimonies of people who claim that the Bible was a closed book, a mystery, a puzzle to them, before they were born again of the blessed Holy Spirit into the family of God. However, after they came to Christ, they found the Bible to be a rich blessing to their lives, each time they opened its covers and read its pages. It was so interesting and helpful that they could hardly put it down. This passage goes on to give insight into another facet of the goodness of God. He not only imparts wisdom to them, he also provides protection for their lives. The psalmist said, "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word." Here the Lord is pictured as a hiding place from danger and a shield in danger. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all day long. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord? The shield of thy help. And who is the sword of thy excellency? Jesus spoke clearly of this. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." What a precious privilege is ours, who walk with the Lord. We can say with David, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears.